show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Yes, my doctor has asked me to pick up some Iserol.
Over there, in the media corner.
Thank you for your discretion.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Okay, showtime. Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the listener feedback show for Monday, August 24th, 2009. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm laughing because I just saw the funniest thing.
You're talking about the ads on the webcam.
Yeah, you know, Ustream. Yeah, the Ustream, you know, they kind of show ads depending on what, kind of like Google AdSense ads. You know, they kind of figure out what you're talking about. Well, on Chuck's, it said Worldwide Chuck Services.
That's right. I have Worldwide Services. I'm not sure what services I'm providing yet, but I can do it globally.
Thanks to FedEx and UPS, we can do it globally. Sorry.
Yeah, Ustream. And then I get, like, need an attorney in Purcell? Not sure. I think it's Purcell, Oklahoma. I think they have the endpoint for my IP not quite right because they also ask for home financing in Purcell. So apparently if I get a home loan, I'm going to need an attorney also.
Well.
Or maybe I'll be relocated to Purcell next week and they're just being proactive. Who knows?
Wait, just wait for the Homes for Clunkers thing.
All right. We better explain what we're up to here. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. Well, tonight is just voicemail and us because there wasn't a whole lot of email this week. So if you're new to Technorama and doesn't make any sense, you might want to go back. There is another major piece to this. Go back in your website or podcatcher or whatever it is and have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line. Well, nobody wrote in, but called the listener line or sent us an audio clip. 2 out of 3 ain't too bad. Before we move on into that, we want to mention that this show is sponsored by GoToAssist.com. GoToAssist, you can try it free for 30 days, allows you to do remote screen sharing over a secure connection. It's the same security as online banking. Works on Windows and Mac. It's terrific. We know you get these kind of problems all the time where people call up and say, my thing isn't working like it used to, and you're scratching your head wondering, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
Well, this lets you see that, yep, the thing isn't working, and there you have it. Charge them $100 an hour for that.
No. Yeah. Oh, look, it isn't working. Cool. Well, you know, this is great unless their internet's down.
Well, that's the whole point. And there's nothing to install. That's the beauty of it. It's such a simple program to use and get up and running. We talked about Go to My PC, which was you communicating with another one of your PCs. This is you communicating with someone else's PC, with their permission, of course. So if you want to try it free for 30 days, which is always a good price to do, 30 days will give you a good evaluation. Go to assist.com/podcast. That's GoToAssist.com/podcast for your free 30-day trial.
Hey, use Go to Assist and go from zero to hero in 20 seconds.
20 seconds? Really?
Well,
within 30 days.
Take your time there, buddy.
That was spooky. All right. Speaking of spooky, on with the voicemail.
Ooh. Hi, guys. This is Bookaroo again.
Bookaroo!
Just wanted to, you know, I was listening to the latest feedback show, and you mentioned that the MacBooks don't have FireWire ports anymore. That's not true anymore. They were trying to take it out, but... you know, they've moved the MacBook aluminum 13 inches to a MacBook Pro now. So the 13 inches is a MacBook Pro and has a FireWire report. The old 13-inch MacBook, plastic, white and black, still have the FireWire reports. So, you know, they tried, but I suppose that everybody was, you know, pissed off about it because FireWire is actually faster because
the
sustain rate of FireWire is about, you know, 480. And the USB is not. It's only burst that you have at 400 or 400 megs or something like that. The sustain rate is about 200. So, and also the USB is using the CPU to do its work. So if you know, if you have a bunch of disk or a bunch of copy that goes all at the same time, you're going to see your CPUs, you know, go really high. And with the FireWire port, it's not the case because it's a dedicated controller. So it's always better to use FireWire. That's my take on it. So thank you. And 101.
I thought the USB had a separate USB controller that it was not using the CPU, but I could be wrong.
Well, you know, that, this all goes back to... back when they started doing soft modems, man, that made me mad.
Oh,
same type thing. You know, you gotta, and I had a feeling that Intel probably had a big part to play in that because I figure when you start putting a little more load on the CPU with the modem having to actually do its processing on the CPU rather than on the card, then that would just, people go, well, my machine's running a little slow. Let's just go ahead and upgrade. So, you know, so they started doing that on a lot of stuff and it started making me mad.
Suddenly, Rawhide came to mind. Load them up, move them out, head them up, move them out.
Hey, what was that? Who was doing the? Is it Apple? Somebody was doing. Forgive me, I'm trying to remember who it was. Anyway, there was somebody that was able to, you know, because the math processors or the CPUs rather for the graphics cards now are pretty powerful, mm-hmm. and they were using unused cycles from the graphics processor now to actually supplement CPU. Speed,
kind of like your own grid networking in your own computer.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary. I think it's it's kind of neat too. But you know, to actually use some unused processing power there. But
wait, the soft modem's not doing anything right now. Let's get a couple of bytes out of that. Let's run SETI on that.
Let's calculate all those HT commands, AT commands.
Oh, dude, you just reminded me. I forgot to mention this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah?
If you're of the Christian persuasion, you probably know this is the season of Pentecost, right?
Right.
And it's like half the year until you get back up to Lent, or Advent, excuse me, Advent. And during this time of year, there's a banner on our pulpit and our podium at church. Mm-hmm. And they have three pluses. And every time I look at that, I think of the Hayes modem command. Plus, plus, plus. I've got to be the only one in church that's thinking plus, plus, plus. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
A-T-H.
Yeah. A-T, yeah, that's funny. That is hilarious.
I'm trying to hang up this sermon.
Well, you know what? You just ruined it for me, too.
You're going to see it.
Thanks. Thanks, dear buddy.
And the chat room comes back with a cloud in your computer. Gives a whole new meaning to cloud computing.
Yeah. That's funny.
Of Adam and God and, you know, in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
He's handing him a mouse.
Yeah, he wasn't actually reaching out to touch the finger of God. He was touching the mouse.
Next voicemail is from Dave G. in Georgia regarding Legos.
Hey, Chuck and Craig. This is Dave G. from Canton, Georgia. I just got getting through podcast 231, and I just hit Craig's joke about Lego, the movie, being a blockbuster. I'm sorry, but that joke fell down and crashed brick. Just thought I'd do that. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
Oh, my. The Lego jokes begin.
Well, you know what's funny is when I saw the announcement for that movie, you know, a lot of the movie sites like Ain't It Cool News and couple other ones like that. They usually put so-and-so's doing so-and-so, but it's actually the actor in a, something related to the title.
Yeah.
And so nobody ever said, the Lego movie, it's going to be a blockbuster. And I was like, I'm surprised. That was such an easy one.
They'll probably have an exclusive at Blockbuster Video, too. Right. Should we move right along? We got one from Mark in Memphis. Yeah. I did not put the standard header and footer on that because it's a short message.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Mark in Memphis. Chuck, as a matter of fact, I haven't seen The Unforgiven. Thanks, Chuck. Bye.
Well, I forgive you then. You must go out and rent a Clint Eastwood movie called The Unforgiven, and you will see the guy from Warehouse 13.
Yes.
Of which we have news in the regular show in a couple of days, or for you on the web stream in a couple of minutes.
Actually, go ahead and say it, because we've
No. Save it.
It could be canceled or it could be not. You have to find out in the next show.
Carrot. We have to leave people a carrot to keep listening to more and more Technorama.
Yeah.
It's like an addiction.
The truth is, Chuck and I are going to be doing a guest host on it.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
Guest spot. Yeah. We get that cool steampunk iPod. Cool.
I have a steampunk iPod. What are you talking about?
I was talking about theirs.
Oh, well, maybe I could donate it to the show. That would be fun. Where'd it go? It was around here a second ago. I must have thrown it back in my bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, being a short video show, I mean, listener feedback show. God, I'm all messed up tonight. What are we?
Focus, Chuck. Focus.
10 minutes? 8 minutes? I can't see the timer on. That's a problem with
me. I've got 12.
Okay. I wanted to give you a couple of updates. I was going to put these in the regular show, but it looks like we've got enough material to take care of things there. Updates from last time. This has been a rather expensive week for me. We had a new furnace installed. Did I mention this before?
I think you said you needed to do it. I don't remember you saying you were doing
it. We needed to do it. There was a cracked manifold, and rather than finding myself in a cold house in Wisconsin in February with no heat, unlike last year when the thermostat went down and all I had was heat, I think it got up to about 88 in this house. Then I replaced the thermostat. And fix everything. Well, we knew we had some minor cracks in the manifolds, and that can be a problem. So we called up, we got an estimate, and we went ahead and scheduled the work. We've got a new furnace, high efficiency thing, so they ran the PVC piping out the front of our house. The old one was gas forced air, so it's not like coming off the old coal days or anything. It wasn't it wasn't a steampunked furnace, although that would have been funny. take my new high-efficiency furnace and steampunk the thing. So the next guy comes in and goes, what the heck? There's a couple of extra ductworks in my house that make it look more steampunk than before. It's like that Alan Parsons Project album cover with the Gasworks thing on it.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck, man? They've got a major duct, like a 10-inch... a duct going from the hot air to the cold return, but it's got a big damper in it that's forced closed. I don't understand. I got to call for instructions on this thing.
I hate it when that happens.
So it's got multiple stages. Apparently, they have motors that are now super computer controlled, unlike the one that was in the furnace 25 years ago, or in the built with the house 25 years ago. This one's got multiple speeds and stages, and it can sense the outside humidity and adjust it just right. So it's pretty cool. And we put in one of those high HEPA filter things that will take a lot more pollens and allergens and things out of the air. And my favorite part, we got zone control. Because we've got a front to back split house.
We put the pig on it, and
and we've got the sunroom that was added on. So heating this place is a real challenge. So we've got three thermostats now, a master and two slaves. So we can set one and say, I want this room to be 82, and I want that room to be 62, and
that's nice.
And there's these little things that look kind of like smoke detectors off the side of the ducts. They're little electronic motors. So when it says, downstairs is too warm. It closes them off automatically.
Do you hear it, or is it just do it?
I haven't run the darn thing yet. I need to read the owner's manual on how to set the thermostats and how to run the furnace. It's flashing some 7-segment LED is going A 4 1 0 And Donna looked it up in the manual. She goes, uh-oh, A410 isn't in the manual. So we got to call and figure out what this thing is trying to tell
us.
It might be trying to call home. I'm surprised there's not an internet connection on this thing. You know how cool that would be if you could set your furnace via Wi-Fi or over the internet?
Well, you know what? Actually, you can. Because I remember there was an open source project. It was a software project that you could set up a computer to control servos and make your own dampers. So you could actually do that. And it had a web interface. Hey, so you could do the whole thing
yourself. Does the new Linux furnace have a web interface on it?
Linux. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Put Linux on the Linux.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, let me ask you a question.
What version of Linux does this have?
Yeah. Isn't there some like government kickbacks for doing this kind of stuff to your house? Don't you get some of that?
Yes, there is some government rebates on replacing our clunker furnace with high efficiency.
Yeah, because I've heard ads. People replace your air conditioner now, your furnace or whatever, and they were talking about how much money you can get from the government, or you know, from me actually. So.
Yep, looking forward to learning more about that. We also had the cable rewiring done yesterday. I talked about the RF leakage that we had last week.
Oh, yeah, where you were summoning the aliens. You were doing your part for SETI.
That's right. I was sending out more signals than you know, television was in the 50s. There was,
sir, what are these radar dishes in your backyard?
Every time I went downstairs, the chocolate bar in my pocket melted. I couldn't figure it out.
Microwaves coming out the back of your cable box.
Suddenly the cat had this fifth leg.
Yeah. What's this goldfish got three eyes for?
Well, the cable company, Time Warner, subcontracted to, I don't remember what it was. It was like digital communication specialists or something like that.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to come 11 to 1 o'clock on Saturday. I come home from karate at 10:15 and they're already here going, oh, swell. Because the guy from Time Warner said, be sure to tell them X, Y, and Z. And apparently this guy started working on something. I don't know. I came in and he was replacing a connector on one of the wall sockets. And he thought that's all he had to do.
No.
Come downstairs with me, Sonny.
No, I got a furnace down here that needs replacing.
He reminded me of my nephew. Yeah, can you hook my furnace to the internet too?
Yeah.
And he had a couple of home runs redone. He took out my old Radio Shack amplifier, which was causing all the leakage problems. And we started looking at this, and I must have had I think I ran out of connectors at some point and just used whatever length wire I could find. Because some of these could have run 12 feet, but instead they ran 50 feet with a 75-foot wire. What in the blazes was I thinking?
Okay.
I'm pulling wire out of the wall going, is this the same wire? Yep, it is.
All that heat from your new furnace kind of stretched it out.
And then at the time, I didn't know when we finished off our family room, I put in four drops. Well, I put them in and I have T's in the wall. Well, not the best idea because every T connector you put in, you lose a little bit of signal. And he said,
that's right.
Where are you going to put, is this where the TV is always going to be, which is on the first drop? We made sure the signal was nice and clear, but they can't get in the walls to redo the connections on the other T's. I said, just forget it, guys, because odds are we're going to go to flat panel this fall and it's going to be on this wall. So don't even bother.
Hey, I'll just put another booster in here. No, wait,
right.
No,
right. and I'll be able to cook the Thanksgiving Day turkey in my computer room.
Chuck, why do you have this turkey down here?
It'll be done by Christmas. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So the poor guy. And when the cable guy was here last week and said, we're going to need to rewire this, we're going to just schedule a complete reinstall. He said, we're going to need to move some of this equipment. Well, he was referring to my rack of servers and tape drives and monitors and whatnot. And I looked at it and I said, you know what? I don't think I need any more of this. I've been contemplating this over the last 6 months. What do I use on this system? There's a NetBSD machine with a 120 gig hard drive. That used to be my server, my file server.
NetBSD.
Yeah.
I mean, just to hear you talk about NetBSD.
And I shut that down. I have a Windows 2000 server being my Active Directory controller, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even think I use Active Directory for anything anymore. Oh, wait, it was my DNS server.
Wait. So you still, it was still running?
Yeah.
Why would you have it run if you were not using it?
DNS and DHCP.
Oh, shoot.
I shut everything down. I use the DHCP off of my Linksys router now.
Sure.
Everything's wireless. I mean, I've got 4 computers in this room. Every single one of them is wireless now.
Well, so I use OpenDNS here at the house.
I was going to use DynDNS if I wanted to do something like that, but I was like, you know.
No, well, OpenDNS is a little different. It's like cached DNS servers. The performance is really good. And if you type in soandso.cm instead of com,
yep.
You know, com, it'll kind of figure it out and send it right over to you.
But the only person doing any stuff between two computers is me. And I know the IPs of every machine in this room. So I can go, okay, that's 192.168.1.111. This is 107. That's 104. Mm-hmm. And I can go from there. But you know what? With Dropbox, with Dropbox, I don't even need that anymore. They all have Dropbox installed on them.
I know. Yeah. So, yep.
Where is it?
I like what you called your rack, though, by the way.
It was the rack of ages, because it's been there for ages. And I
rack of ages, cleft for me.
I knew you'd do that. And I have, what is it, about a 6-foot, kind of 2-tier computer rack that is being gutted slowly but surely. All the cables are off. I'm making a trip to the computer recycling department soon. And I have another one that's got an old
new video. Woohoo!
This one's not as impressive as the one in Milwaukee. There's a new local one. Remember the hack video I did like this time last year? That's where I went.
You know what's funny is you went to that recycling center.
Oh, that was.
And when we went to the first podcast expo not long after that, remember I downloaded your pictures to my machine? Well, your pictures are still in my photo library. I just never deleted them out.
I've got a lot of old photos in the
photo. There's a picture of your van with all the crap in it, and I think your daughters are even in there somewhere.
Squished between an old AT and a 386.
Yeah.
Squeeze in there.
Yeah.
So the rack of ages is no more. There's about a 4-foot audio rack that I am hanging on to because you never know. The studio may get an upgrade at some point, and I'll need a gate and a limiter compressor kind of thing, and I'll need someplace to stick those. But for now, it's a lot cleaner. All I have is the cable modem and the wireless, the WRTRG, what is it, WRT54G, the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the realization I over-engineered this because I don't know how normal people do DNS. Because I had to reboot my machines, and I went, wait a minute. My computers can't hit the internet. What's going on? Well, they were still looking at my AD controller and whatnot, DNS. And I thought, how does the general public do this? I didn't
tell
realize
you exactly
that,
what my-
that the ISP provides that and the wireless thing, the router, the firewall passes it through.
Yeah. See, all my machines see my Linksys router as their internal DNS server. And it just relays the DNS from the internet.
Yeah, that's...
Does that make...
Yeah. It makes sense to me. I mean, they're using Roadrunner for their DNS now, but I didn't know...
Yeah, so my machines don't see... They'd only see one DNS server, which is the router. And the router I have set up for using OpenDNS.
I feel so common now.
Ooh.
But you know what?
Speaking of feeling common now, what do you have?
For what?
You got a BlackBerry.
I've got a BlackBerry, but I think we were going to talk about this in the regular show. This got moved also. I got a BlackBerry this week. My Samsung Blackjack was having absolute crap for signal strength on AT&T, and I could not receive anything in the building where I work.
Wait a minute.
What?
You said crap?
Crap.
Okay, crap.
Yeah, crap.
We don't believe that out on this show anymore?
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I asked my boss, and he said, what's the cost? And I said, nothing, because I'm past my 2-year contract on the AT&T thing. And he said, well, fine, go ahead and do it, because Verizon is providing the BlackBerries for nothing. Or the Curve, anyway, the lower-cost ones. They don't do the Storm.
Right.
I have to either picture X-Men or that manhole cover at Universal Studios to remember that name. I still cannot think of that name on cue. But very bizarre mental thought process there. Yeah, I got an 8830 or 8330, and Craig is taking me to school on that. He's been showing me about their app store, app site. What do you call that?
App World.
App World.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Speaking
it.
Of remembering on cue.
And I've installed the Facebook app, and I installed the Gmail app, and I downloaded the enhanced plugin that the latest Gmail podcast was based on. So, yeah, there's a few things. I'm sure we'll learn a whole lot more. I am having an issue with two-way syncing with our Exchange server, and it's kind of bugging me because when I delete something in Outlook, it doesn't delete off of the phone. So I feel like
that's a setting. That's a setting.
I looked at the settings, and there ain't no setting for that because on the latest version of the OS, it doesn't even agree with what they have on their help files online.
Oh, well, I know on mine it says to... I forget what you call it, but it says it's to
reconcile setting for who wins.
Yeah.
You have a conflict or something, and it doesn't push the deletions to the phone.
You know, I like that. Which one wins? Okay, fight.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be mailbox.
Finish him.
For whatever the setting is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finish him.
Well, I've got, you should also download the Gtalk plugin if you want to use IM.
That'd be fun.
I got Gtalk on there. I've got all kinds of stuff. Actually, I've got a BlackBerry 8900. I think Norb from NorbTech, he was surprised that I had a BlackBerry. I was like, yeah, you know, work provides it. I'm completely fine with it. You know, I'm not paying for it out of my pocket, so I don't have a choice really. But I don't really BlackBerry's fine, and I like it. The 8900 I've got is with T-Mobile. And one of the services, I've been telling everybody about this, one of the services I really like about it is the UMA service. And
what is that?
What it does is, if I drive up in my car, I'm on the phone, I get out, I walk inside, and it sees my Wi-Fi, it'll automatically transfer the call through the internet instead of being on the mobile network.
So you have Wi-Fi on your 8930?
I do.
Yeah, see, I don't. This is like the cheapo model. But
so... But anyway, the UMA service is nice. You can pay $10, and when you make calls over the internet, it doesn't count against your minutes. But otherwise, it's just using my minutes like it does when I'm.
You know what was really bizarre today? When we had that hour or so without internet and cable, I had no cell phone. I don't know if Verizon is riding on Time Warner or how major this outage was. Maybe somebody really whacked a cable good. But. Yeah, I had no cell phone. I couldn't Facebook. All
whip that, crack that whip.
I had landline for goodness sakes. I still can't imagine how people live without landline in that case. But
I'm out of mine.
You
I
are.
I got rid of it.
I don't recommend that for phone screenings.
Look, it was $350 a year versus me and Kim have cell phones.
Yeah.
And the only people that were calling us were a couple of family calls and telemarketers. So you tell me what am I paying for.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
all right, we're going to wrap up we better wrap up the voicemail show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of feedback from us.
you got a lot of good information out of this one. We appreciate your support. And if you like the show, get in touch with us. You want to contribute to this or the regular show, 206-222-2428. That's 206-222-CHAT. Look for us at DragonCon. We'll be there in, about a week from the week or so from the time of the show. We're arriving on Friday? Yeah. Thursday.
I'm getting there on Thursday
night. Thursday night, and we'll be there through Monday, or more or less leaving Monday morning. We've got our Friday night live Technorama, and we will be in the same place, room 204 at the Hilton, Sunday night with Comedy Forecast and Friends. That's us and Friends.
We're the friends. We're not headlining anything, and we're the friends.
If you're really feeling generous and you got your government stimulus package, how about a donation to the tip jar and you can stimulus us a bit? We'd appreciate it. Or a review on iTunes Music Store. I looked. I don't think anybody's written anything in about a year. So,
yeah,
please.
What's up,
go
guys?
Refresh.
Come on.
Go
help us out.
Go refresh.
Hey, help out a nerd.
Want to thank the following people for donating their time and talent to keeping Technorama going. Mad Mar for all of his great blog content during the week. If you're not visiting the website or getting the RSS feed, well, there's a lot more to this than just
what's wrong with you? I'm sorry.
Don't insult the listener.
Well, that's the only way I get feedback.
The generous people at Ustream keep our live stream going on Sunday nights. You can find out more there. Join the chat room and all the hilarity that goes on there. You can find that at chuckchat.com/webcam, or just go to freenode.net. They're the people who do all the good work. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech, like I said at the top of the show. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all of the podcasts at farpointmedia.net. Also listed at the top and the end of the show automatically. We don't do that. They do. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the link on the website, consider subscribing to get it automatically delivered to you. It's cheap, free, easy, and if you can't figure it out, send us an email. We'll be happy to help you out. Until next time.
And Chuck and I are also cheap, free, and easy.
Hey, you'll find out more at Dragon Con. What is that, Friday the 4th? Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama, and as always, a binary high five.
101. Two oh two.